Performance tent with the Klez for Kids. This is the, Lisa, I wrote your name down and forgot immediately. The Lisa Johnson, John Johnson, and Martin Johnson from Gainesville, Florida. They're playing klezmer music. Klezmer music is really special music, you guys. It's Jewish music that was played in Eastern Europe, but they took music from all their neighbors and put it together, and they would travel around as a family like these guys do, but usually with more musicians. It's usually a clarinet. We don't have the whole band today. And they'd play for all the special events, for the weddings, for the parties, for the bar mitzvahs. At my wedding, we had a klezmer band, and it was great. Everybody danced for hours and hours and hours. And this is dance music, so if you get brave, we'll get up and dance for it. I think, and what's really cool is that one of the greatest klezmer bands in the United States was here in Florida, the Epstein Brothers. And they helped to revive this kind of music here in the U.S. So Lisa, why don't you take it over and tell us what you're doing and play some music.
Fieselech, and that means little feet, and that's what we should see. We should see your little feet out there dancing, and klezmer dancing is really easy. All you have to do is get up, form a circle, and shuffle around to the music. Fieselech was a freilach. That's a fast dance. The next dance is called the Galician Share. It's a little bit slower, so this is the ideal time for you to come on the stage, walk around, get your exercise for the day, and dance to klezmer music.
Thank you.
We're going to give you a little break from the dancing now, and Martin and John are going to do a Russian song. This is called The Palace of the Tsar. Whoa!
I did. It's caught. I don't know. When I didn't want it to move, it moved. Yes. An intimate friend of the Tsar was I, an intimate friend of the Tsar Nikolai. We practically slept in the same double bed, with me at the foot and the Tsar at the head. But all that seems distant, and all that seems far, from those wonderful nights in the palace of the Tsar, when I went shooting with Rasputin, ate Farina with Tsarina, princes with the princess and the Tsar. Hey, 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 we were sharing tea and herring, dip banana in smetana, borscht and borscht around the samovar. Ole, I went shooting with Rasputin, ate Farina with Tsarina, princes with the princess and the Tsar. Hey, 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 we were sharing tea and herring, dip banana in smetana, borscht and borscht around the samovar. Ole. Oh, as intimate as I was with the great Nikolai, more intimate still with the Tsarina was I. Oh, we were very close, like brother and sister. We practically slept in that same double bed. Then the Tsar kicked me out, and he slept there instead. But all that seems distant, and all that seems far, from those wonderful nights in the palace of the Tsar, when I went shooting with Rasputin, ate Farina with Tsarina, princes with the princess and the Tsar. Hey, 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 we were sharing tea and herring, dip banana in smetana, borscht and borscht around the samovar. Ole, oh, I went shooting with Rasputin, ate Farina with Tsarina, princes with the princess and the Tsar. Hey, 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 we were sharing tea and herring, dip banana in smetana, borscht and borscht around the samovar. Ole. One morning a bloody revolution broke out. I went downstairs to see what the fuss was about. I tried to make peace, but it was not to be. And so I was left with a sad memory. When the revolution was over, I was penniless. But the Tsar, the Tsar was Nicholas. But all that seems distant, and all that seems far, from those wonderful nights in the palace of the Tsar, when I went shooting with Rasputin, ate Farina with Tsarina, blintzes with the princess and the Tsar. Hey, 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 we were sharing tea and herring, dip banana in smetana, borscht and borscht around the samovar. Ole, I went shooting with Rasputin, ate Farina with Tsarina, blintzes with the princess and the Tsar. Hey, 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 we were sharing tea and herring, dip banana in smetana, borscht and borscht around the samovar. Faster! I went shooting with Rasputin, ate Farina with Tsarina, blintzes with the princess and the Tsar. Hey, 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 we were sharing tea and herring, dip banana in smetana, borscht and borscht around the samovar. Ole, hey, ya, hey! That's out of the Jewish vaudeville tradition.
We are three members of a very large band called the 24th Street Klezmer Band. We'll be performing here On Sunday, we'll be playing at the Old Marble Stage on Sunday noon, and for a dance, a big dance Sunday night.
Oh, yeah.
We also have CDs for sale at the Friends of Florida Folk booth, so you can take us home. We're on it, and the other six members of the band. We'd like to play another moderate tempo dance tune for you so you can get up and dance, and this one is called Mazel Tov.
We're not going to do Odessa Bulgar?
We're running out of time. We got time for
one. Okay. How's Mazel Tov's turn?
That's the one that Martin really knows.
Yes, Mazel Tov, which means good luck. So get up and dance and good luck. Right.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Klezmer for Kids by members of the 24th Street Klezmer Band.
Thank you very much. The Klezmer Band was great, and they're going to be back on today, later on this stage in a few hours, if you want to come back and learn some dancing. In a couple minutes, we're going to have Romeo and the boys do Indo-Trinidadian Tasa drumming. If they want to come and start setting up, that's great. I've got a few announcements I'll be making while they're doing that. I'd like to welcome you to the Folklife performance and dance stage here at the Florida Folk Festival. Before we continue with our program, I'd like to provide you with an overview of the Florida Folk Festival. This has been an annual event for 48 years, and throughout the changes in its history, the major focus of the event has always been the same. The festival provides an opportunity for visitors to gain firsthand experience with music, stories, arts, food, customs, and other cultural traditions that are important parts of the state's folk life. Folk life can be as different as stitching a line of thread to make a colorful quilt, or tending a hive of bees that makes orange blossom honey. It might be as different as running a swamp buggy, which you'll see over there in the folk life area, or cooking some mayhaw fruits to make jelly. But all of the activities at the festival are part of Florida's folk life because they are learned, taught, and carried along by people who live in communities located throughout the state. They are considered folk life because people learn these arts mainly by watching and listening to others and by trying it themselves rather than by taking classes or going to school to learn these traditions. Friday's events are designed especially for school students and teachers. To gain the most from the festival, we encourage you to do a couple things. Stroll around the entire festival grounds and take a look at what we have to offer. The Seminole tribe generously offers a look at its history and culture in the Seminole family camp, which is way over there. You can see the traditional buildings of the Seminoles that are called chickies and try some of their drink that they make called sofki. Watch them cook fry bread. In the Seminole era, you can also watch the people there create beadwork, dolls, baskets, and patchwork, and find out more about Native American history in Florida. As you come up from the Seminole area, you'll find the old marble stage, which is a good place to listen to music and hear stories. Many of the festival activities take place in the lawn around the bell tower right over here. And the folk arts tent over there is a place where you can talk to people such as a whip maker, a quilter, swamp buggy makers, and many other craftspeople who've learned from other people. The folk life narrative stage, which is the stage over there, is next to the folk arts tent. And on that stage, visitors can hear interviews with artists who are working in the folk arts tent and with masters and apprentices from the folk life apprenticeship program. The kids' place is located near the museum. Special activities designed just for kids are coordinated in that area. On Friday, we're going to have a lot of things about the ecology of Florida swamps. Near the kids' place, the yellow building right over there is where expert tradition bearers are passing on their arts and musical traditions to the next generation through the Florida Folklife Apprenticeship Program. Visitors can learn about these traditions by talking to the artists and seeing how their arts are made. Today, you'll be able to see some of the musicians in this area perform on the Shady Grove stage, which is right outside Nellie Bly's kitchen. Storytelling is a favorite part of the festival. Our staff has set up a storytelling and oral traditions tent over that direction, and you can hear a wide variety of stories. And here, up until about 2:30, you can learn a lot of different kinds of dances. You can learn Hawaiian hula, East European klezmer dances, and in a little while, you'll learn the East Indian dancing that takes place in the Caribbean island of Trinidad, where many people who live there, whose ancestors came from India. On that side of the bell tower is the Azalea stage, where, there's stories and music. And these are just some of the many activities on Education Day here at the festival. So I'd like to have Romeo and the boys come up and introduce themselves and talk to you a little bit about the music and the dance that will be coming up here.
My name is Romeo, And as you see, we have a bunch of young guys. This is Chris, Joe, Mahesh, and Fuji. They're all school kids, and they're learning the tradition. You'll see, it's just rhythm. But if you feel like dancing, go right on ahead.
This kind of drumming is often used for weddings and other...
For weddings, a lot of different parties and stuff. It's a tradition that came from India and came down to Trinidad over about 100 years ago. And we've updated the beat, more pepped it. So you'll hear rhythms that you've never heard before, and I hope you enjoy it.
Thank you.
Hello? Okay. For some of you who came late, we want to let you know that this is Indian drumming from the island of Trinidad in the Caribbean. And I'd like to ask Romeo if he could just explain how it's different from drumming in India.
Drumming in India, it's more like a Bhangra beat. Whereas in Trinidad, we took the same thing and incorporated it with the calypso beat, add a little more pep to it. So you use it for processions, even for carnival. So, I mean, you'll hear some of the rhythms that we'll be playing, which would be even faster than these that we've played before. And, you know, if you feel like getting up your seat and dancing, go right on ahead.
And we also have someone here. Are any of you interested in learning the dances that go to this beat? Because we have someone here who will be happy to show you how. How about you, Dave? No? Okay. If anyone wants to, we'd be happy to show you. That rhythm. Thank you. Many thanks to Romeo and the boys, and I want to let you know that they're from Broward County, where there's quite a large population from Trinidad, and again, a large community of people of Indian background from Trinidad. They're also from the apprenticeship area in Nellie Bly's kitchen. Mr. Ragbeer has been teaching four of the boys here today how to do this tradition, and you can go over and talk with them and ask them more questions about what it is they're doing and get to learn more about this if you go over to the apprenticeship area today. Though he'll be performing quite a bit. He'll be back on the stage in about 2 hours, I think. He'll also be performing on the stage, the Shady Grove stage, outside the Nellie Bly's kitchen and the apprenticeship program in about half an hour. So again, we'd like to thank him. And do any of you have any questions for them while they're here about what it is they're doing or the tradition or anything? Yes. So how old were you when you first started?
Now they want to know my age. Maybe around 6-7 years old. And I picked it up from my dad. I would help him with his drums and everything else, and that's how I learned.
Any other questions for Mr. Ragbeer? Yes.
Yes, it was. It was brought on to Trinidad with the indented laborers that came from India some 150 years ago, and it's grown since then. It's very, very popular in Trinidad and some of the other Caribbean countries.
Is it catching on among all parts of the community in Trinidad?
Very much so. And even in South Florida now, I mean, originally we were the only guys who play tessa in South Florida for the past, I'll say at least 8 to 10 years. And now there are at least four different groups that's been playing, even with some of the kids that we've been teaching, and it's really growing in South Florida also.
And so how long have some of the boys here been playing, and can you introduce them to the audience too?
First, we have Shiva, who's Fuji. He was born in Trinidad, and he's been living in the United States for about 10 or 15 years, and 10 years. And he's been playing about two and a half years now. Chris. And we have Chris also, who's from Southwest Miami. Chris has been here for about 12 years. And he's started playing about two and a half years also, together with Fuji. Then we have the two youngest members of the group. This is Joe, and he's only, 13, 14 years old. And he's been playing a little over a year, but he's doing very good. And the newest member, who is Mahesh, he's also been playing just less than a year. But they've been picking up pretty well, I must say. Any other questions? Oh, that'll take a lot of explaining to do. It's totally different from here, from growing up in the United States. In growing up in an island, everybody knows everyone by water. Boat or a plane, you can't run. You won't get very far. Swimming, yeah. But you won't get too far either, unless you can swim very well. It's a beautiful island. I hope you all can visit there sometime. Any other questions? Well, we'll be seeing you guys a little bit because we're going to be playing in another half hour or so. You can come down to Nellie Bly's kitchen. We'll be down there. Okay?
Thank you very much. Next on, we'll be having a group teaching and performing the hula that's going to come over here. They're also from the Folklife Apprenticeship Program, and actually they're involved in teaching Hawaiian quilting. But the apprentice on this apprenticeship team is actually a professional. She is from Hawaii. She's Hawaiian and is a professional dancer. She performs, in fact, at Walt Disney World Polynesian Resort in Orlando. And they'll be here in just a couple minutes to do that. And they really would like to encourage people here who want to learn how to do the hula. Also, both the master and apprentice in this apprenticeship team have young daughters who are involved in learning the hula in the Polynesian community there in Orlando, and they are going to be trying to encourage some of the kids here to learn the hula and also to do perform with poi balls, which you'll see in a few minutes. Before they go on, I've got a few announcements to make. Just a sec. I'd like to welcome you all to the Florida Folk Festival. I do have a couple announcements. For people that are going to be here tomorrow, we are going to have a full Scottish Highland Games that's going to be taking place over near the museum area. They're coming over from Jacksonville, and they will be doing that from 9 to 3 on Sunday. We will be having three demonstrations that often also take place at Scottish Highland Games. This is Border Collie Sheep Herding that will take place at 11, 1, and 3, again over in that area. On Saturday night, we have the annual Florida Folk Heritage Awards, which are awarded to people who have had a lifelong devotion and a high degree of excellence in a traditional art. That will take place at 6:15 on the main stage, which again is over in that area, and there will be a reception following that. Now, today is a special day at the Florida Folk Festival because of all the school groups that are visiting. I'd like to tell you a little bit about the festival. It's been an annual event for 48 years, and throughout its 48 years, it's always had the same major focus. The festival is here to provide an opportunity for visitors to gain firsthand experiences with music, stories, arts, foods, customs, and other cultural traditions that are important parts of our state's folk life. Folk life can be as different as stitching a line of thread in a quilt or tending a hive of bees that make orange blossom honey. It might be what you've just seen, Indo-Trinidadian drumming and dance, or it can be the hula that you will be seeing, you know, from people of Hawaiian background in Florida. It may be running a swamp buggy, which you can see over in the Folklife area, or cooking jelly from mehas that grow in the swamps here. But all of the activities of the festival are part of Florida's folklife because they're learned, taught, and carried on by people who live in communities throughout the state. They're considered folklife because people learn these arts mainly by watching and listening to others and then trying it themselves rather than learning these things in classes. Our events today are geared primarily for school children and teachers. To gain the most from the festival, we encourage you to walk around the whole festival, visiting the different places. We'd like you to go down to the Seminole Camp, where you can see different traditions being carried on by the Seminole and Miccosukee Indians of Florida. You'll be able to get samples of their drink called sofki, or samples of fry bread. You can also watch them make beadwork, dolls, baskets, and patchwork in that area. Over here in the Folklife area, we have the Folk Arts Tent, where you can talk to people who are making Florida cracker whips, quilts, people who are making swamp buggies, who know how to make fishnets by hand, and are making boats over there. It's a very interesting area. We really encourage you to spend some time there. The Folklife Narrative Stage in that area is a place where we have interviews going on with people who are working in the folklife areas so you can learn more in depth about their particular traditions. The kids' place is right past the Folklife area over there, and we have some special exhibits set up today that are concerned with the swamp, the culture of Florida swamps. Near the kids' place over there is Nellie Bly's kitchen, where people from the Folklife Apprenticeship program are set up. Now I'd like to introduce you to our next group that's going to be performing. This is Mehalani Apo and Ginger Lavoie and Lindley Lavoie and Ariel Apo. And now here's Mehalani.
Aloha, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Mehalani, and I'm from the island of Oahu, Honolulu, Hawaii. This is my daughter, Ariel Makamayo Kamahealani Apo, and we're here today to represent Hawaii and our culture. So the kids today would like to do a oli for you, and it's a chant called Kavika. Okay? And this is Lindley. Lindley Leava Puhi Kalani Lavoie. And space yourselves out. They're going to go do a chant for you guys called Kavika. Okay, so, ladies and gentlemen, enjoy. And once again, aloha. Aloha. Mahalo. Ladies and gentlemen, we're just having our sound man hook up our music.
When you're done here, there's a storytelling tent over there and also the Shady Grove stage where you can hear more people from the apprenticeship program perform. We've got a marimba player, Mexican marimba player, and we'll have Romeo and the boys back there, and we'll have some hymn singing and some Chinese zheng playing also. Are we about ready with the music back there? Is there anything we can do without music?
Okay, we also do other Polynesian cultures, and today we'd like to represent also New Zealand, and the girls would like to do a Maori culture with this implement right here, and it's called the poi balls. Can everybody see that? Poi balls, yes. We're going to let you try this too, okay, in a little bit, but I'm gonna sing a little chant, and the girls are going to do the poi balls for you guys, okay? And it's the Maori culture. Okay, you ready? Okay, poi purutia. You ready? And go. Haere mai, haere mai, taku poi porotiti e aea. Whakarongo mai, I te whati waitara. Ke raro ke runga kia oma, e re re taku poi. Iawehi. There you go. That's called the poi balls, okay? That's a culture from New Zealand that we do also in the Polynesian cultures. But we would like you guys to try this, okay? It's really neat. And if anybody, we could have some volunteers come up. Come. Okay, grab a pair. There you go. Grab one. We have some more in the back here. Here. give it to him. Okay, we don't have too much poi balls right now, but we're going to teach a couple of you, and then later you guys can come in. We're right here in this building called the Nelly Bly, yeah. And we're doing Hawaiian quilting also over there. And I'm a student of Ginger LaVoy's, and we're doing Hawaiian quilting right over there. So after that, if you guys want to come and view our stand, you guys can also come, and the kids can teach you over there in the Nelly Bly's. Okay, we don't want you guys to hit each other or crack you guys in the head, okay? So move down, yes. Okay, you don't have to go that far, honey. Come over here. Okay, move down. Come in the front so you guys can show them what you need to do. Okay, we're going to teach you three basic steps, okay? Turn around, Lindley. Turn around, Ariel. Okay. Okay, we're going to teach you three basic steps, and it goes like this. Swing your poi balls forward, okay? And you got to watch out because these balls hurt, okay? If you hit yourself really hard, they hurt. Okay, you got to go forward, honey. You're going backwards. Hui. Forward. Go again. There you go. Okay, swing it forward. Okay, now go up and down. And up and down. Okay. Now we're going to crisscross, okay? So watch the girls in the front of you, and go. Good. Very good. Now we're going to bring your hands together. Bring your hands together. Okay. And that's what they call the bird. Okay. Keep going. Okay, all pow. Keep going. The song, oh. Okay, follow the girls in the front, okay? They're gonna do a crisscross. Do a crisscross. There you go. Okay, follow them. Yeah, you got it going on. Okay. Now do a windmill. Yeah. Try that. Can you guys do that? Be careful now. You have to make sure that your balls are in your hands at all times. Them all the different stuff you guys can do with the poi balls. Actually, the poi balls were weapons in the olden days, okay, for the Maori people. How's about a round of applause for our volunteers, ladies and gentlemen? You can bring your poi balls right here. Thank you. If you guys would like to learn how to do the poi balls, we'll be in Nelly Bly's, and it's the building right over here on the left-hand side, and we have Hawaiian quilting there. We have surfboard making. Cool, yeah. We've got couple people in there playing their Chinese instruments, and it's really cool in there. There's a lot of arts and crafts and other different things. But now we would like to get together and teach you the kahiko. Actually, not teach you, but they're going to show you the ancient style of Hawaiian dancing, okay? So watch close. And this chant they're going to do today is called Kavika.
Ma kaukau, ae ea no kavika ke heki o nāpua. Eia no daha vida, ei, ei, dahe te o nāpua, ei, ei. Eia no daha vida, ei, ei, dahe te o nāpua.
la mata hiti na ei hei al mal mahavai hei hei tawi la mata hiti na ei hei mal mal mahavai hei hei tu ye ta no pele tane ei hei olo he te tu vinio mal ni ei hei tu ye ta no pele tane ei hei olo he te tu vinio mal ni ei hei na vai e ta bua ina ei hei ta pa a ke a he ma kua ei hei Ie ta rua iluna ei hei, tava a kea he makua ei hei, ka ina ia mai re buna ei hei, ka lani pavika hei noa ei hei, ka ina ia mai re buna ei hei, ka lani pavika hei noa la e a la e a la e a a ha e.
That concludes our little Hawaiian Polynesian show. We'll be here, I think, about two more times, maybe 12:30, 1:30 or something.
Would it be possible to teach that dance to the kids? Yeah, you gotta learn the basics.
But thank you anyway. Oh, well. We're going to be here for 8 more minutes, gang. So if you guys want to learn how to do the hula, you guys can stay. Come on down right over here. Make a straight line. We're going to teach you guys how to do the hukilau hula and pearly shells. So if you want to learn how to do the hula, all you keikis, come on up. Make a straight line in the front over here. If you can come over here and make a straight line in the front, okay? We're gonna have a short little hula lesson for all you keikis, okay? So come on in the front. Keiki means children. So all you little children, come in the front. Yeah. Okay. So are you guys ready? All you little kids want to learn how to do the hula? No? You shy? You bashful? Come on, this is your last chance. Huh? You guys want to learn the hula? Yep, come on up here. This is fun, okay? We're going to teach you how to do the hukilau hula, okay? Okay. Got some boys over here, right on. Okay. So we're going to the hukilau. So this is what you're going to do. You're going to put your hands on your hips. You're going to bend your knees. And you're going to give me a big smile. Okay? Smile. Show me your pearly whites. Okay? We're going to take two steps to the left and two steps to the right. Are you ready? And go. Two steps to the right and two steps to the left, two steps to the right, and two steps to the left. Okay, now put your hands out like this. Follow the girls on each side. And two steps to the right, tap. Two steps to the left, tap. Two steps to the right, tap. Two steps to the left. Okay, hold still. I'm gonna teach you how to do the motions now, okay? So you're gonna have one thumb up on your right hand. Okay, we're gonna go, going. Push back, yeah, that means I'm going to the hukilau. You're gonna drop your hands and you're gonna pull in your hukilau nets to the hukilau on the right, hukilau on the left, okay? We're going to the hukilau. Make a big, beautiful day, okay? Now we're gonna eat our poi. I'm gonna show you how to eat your bowl of poi. So your right palm out, okay? Two fingers up on your left hand. You're gonna stir it into your bowl of poi. Mix it around real good, okay? And then on the count of three, we're gonna eat it, okay? One, two, and three. Mmm. Oh no, good, okay. Then we're gonna cast our nets out into the ocean. So We're going to make a big, beautiful day again. And it's don't follow me now because I've got the microphone. I can't do what you guys are doing. Make a big, beautiful day. Now we're going to cast our rod or our reel out into the ocean. Bend your knees. And we're going to make big circles called ummies. Okay? Big circles called ummies. Then we're going to make the motion of the ocean. Make the motion of the ocean. And now we're going to swim our fish. So one hand upon the other. Okay, follow the instructors next to me. Then we're going to swim our fish. Swim it. Swim your fish. Now we're going to swim it all the way in towards our chest like this. Okay, good. Now to end our Hukilau Hula song, what we'd like to do is take two hands, put it on your shoulders, and then you're going to take a bow. And then you say, oh, pow. That's how you do the Hukilau Hula. Okay, Ginger, start the music. You ready? Okay, follow them in the front. I hope this is the song, is it? Ladies and gentlemen, that concludes our lesson. Mahalo. And if you'd like to visit us, we're right over here in the Nellie Bly's building, okay? Thank you.
Well, that was great. And if you'd like to come back a little later, they're going to be back on this stage in a couple hours, and you can learn more hula. You can also go over to the apprenticeship area, as Mahia said, in Ellie Bly's kitchen. Do you want to say anything else?
Yeah. We're going to be teaching you some more songs later, if you would like to learn. That's just one song. It's called the Hukilau. We also have Little Grass Shack, and we have Pearly Shell. So if you want to come down later and learn more hula numbers, come on down. We'll be free to teach you anything you want to learn, okay? Once again, my name is Mahe Alani. Thank you for all your time and attention. And aloha. Also, you see us on the big stage, too, at 6 o'clock, okay? I'm going to be doing a couple numbers there. It's going to be a couple Polynesian numbers, like Tahitian and also Hawaiian. So if you want to come out and view that, too, you guys are also welcome. Thank you so much. Have a nice day.
So thanks for coming for that. In a couple minutes, we're going to start our next show, which is going to be hymn lining, which is a very old tradition of the way hymns were sung in church before most of the churches had hymn books, where one person sings out a line of a song and the congregation sings it back. Before we get on with that, I have a few announcements to make about the festival. For those of you who are here with schools, this is a very special day. We have a lot of the stages set up to be more interactive for the school kids. I'd like to encourage you not only to stay at this stage, but to go over to our folk life area where we have the folk arts tents, where people are demonstrating traditions from Florida's swamp areas. Right next to it at the folk narrative tent, we have people who are from that area and also from the apprenticeship program talking about more in depth about their particular traditions. As we mentioned before, over in Nellie Bly's kitchen, we have 9 apprenticeship teams who are demonstrating their different arts and music, and you can ask them questions and see and hear what they do. Our Hawaiian dancers and quilters will be over there as well. In addition, we have the Azalea stage on the other side of this bell tower, which you can hear music, traditional music and stories. The storytelling tent, which is over in that direction, where you can sit down and rest your feet. Sure is hot today, and take a rest and listen to the stories that they have to tell. Tonight, if you're still around, at 6 o'clock, we'll be having the awards for the annual state fiddle contest. Oh, excuse me, that's tomorrow night. Also, right after that, tomorrow night on the main stage, we will be having the Florida Folk Heritage Awards, which are presented to people for lifelong achievement and devotion to traditional arts in the state of Florida. If you're around tomorrow, we'll be having a full set of Scottish Highland games, which will be in the grassy area over in that direction. We'll be having caber tossing and sheaf throwing and all of those things. The next day, Sunday, in that same area, we'll be having one item that you often see at Scottish Highland games, which is border collie sheep herding demonstrations. That will be at 11 o'clock, 1 o'clock, and then also 3 p.m. I hope those sheep just got shaved because it's going to be awful hot the next couple days. Let's see, anything else that I need to inform you about? No, I guess that's about it. We're going to have a short break now for just about 5 minutes, and then we'll get back to our hymn singing. Thank you.